Ron Valant, you are a trusted friend and welcome to the show. I really appreciate that you're always fighting so hard. You've had incredible information. We've talked in the past about some of your concerns. You see, you keep an eye on government documents, you keep an eye on government tyranny. And so here we are. We're in the battle of our lives. For me over here in Ottawa, for you there in British Columbia. Oh, no, you're in Alberta, aren't you?
Yes.
We are standing together looking at everything, and you've sort of uncovered a few things. And I'm just wondering if you have some ideas about how we really can resolve and bring this tyranny to an end.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a tremendous uprising in Canada. All these people have sacrificed so much to be away from their homes. I'm sure that some people are having mortgage problems on account of not working right now, and they're going for it. I mean, this is their hill to die on because the tyranny that is coming down from our government is tremendous. And if anyone has their eyes open and is looking at the situation, it's clear that our governments have actually been at war with us. And if you go and dig a little bit deeper, you realize that what they're doing basically is just implementing the World Health Organization dictates. And that we kind of looked at in the last program we had together. And when we looked at, we played Doug Ford when he says that, I'm telling you the truth, he says, there's no politician in Canada who's going to go against his chief medical officer, right? And then we go to the scene where you got the chief medical officer and the assistant, they didn't think they were alive, but they had live mics on and everything. And she says, I don't know why I bring all these papers with me. I just say what they tell me to. So who's telling them to say this stuff, right? So no, it's coming from the World Health Organization, and it's coming from a UN agenda, Agenda 2030, that very few people know about. A lot of people are learning about it now, but this is an agenda to be able to establish their control over the world environments. And you got Prince Charles saying that they have to have a military-style campaign. Of the corporate sector, insurance companies and banks and everything else, in order to be able to achieve, these sustainable development goals of Agenda 2030 and all this climate change stuff, blaming the weather on human CO2 output is all just an excuse to be able to control every little aspect of our lives. And this is all a part of Agenda 2030. So radical change is going to happen, and we have the World Economic Forum saying that you'll own nothing and be happy. Okay, so this is where we're at. We end up having a situation where our government is actually implementing all of this, and it's not just Trudeau. People have to realize it was Stephen Harper and the Conservatives who signed on to Agenda 2030 in 2015, and premiers and Trudeau regime is basically just implementing all of that. So we're in a situation where we basically have a force that's coming up against us. Now we could pull up that Gavi link because this is very interesting because this actually ties right into this whole thing of inoculations and achieving Agenda 2030. So if we have the Gavi link, that'd be great. Now Gavi is a non-governmental organization. I think it's based in Switzerland. And it's Bill Gates funded. And what they want to be able to do is help achieve this Agenda 2030. So when you go ahead and look at that, it says Sustainable Development Goals, and that's the Sustainable Development Goals of Agenda 2030. And then look below that, it says Sustainable Development Goals, and it says learn about immunization's key role in achieving 14 of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. So immunizations, this last 2 years of what we've been going through, and all this big push by government, by premiers, and all of the mayors across this, major cities and councillors, they're all kind of pushing for this whole agenda, right? And this is what we're dealing with. And so we are basically in a war situation with a government at war with us, implementing these goals. And so it's really an abusive relationship now, right? And so what are you going to do when you have, when you're in an abusive relationship? You only really have three options that I can think of. Maybe you can tell me if you have another idea. And one is right now is just to believe the abuser will stop, you know, hitting you when asked to, right? The other one would be leave the abuser or have the abuser arrested. And the other one ends up being, you know, you end up on the front page news, you know, like something like woman leaves relationship with a butcher knife, or man run over 50 times by his hysterical girlfriend, you know. So we got to figure out how we're going to be able to solve the solution with this abusive government, right? And
do you think that, before you go on, Ron, do you think that the abuse is coming because our leaders have aligned themselves with globalists who do not have the best interests of simple folk in a nation state like Canada? So they have a completely different agenda. And that is what is so hard to comprehend about what's happening right now, because everything Trudeau does seems so illogical, unless you understand and put it in the perspective of this Agenda 2030. If you put yourself in his shoes from that perspective, then it all makes perfect sense.
Well, when you go and listen to his rhetoric talking about misogynist, you know, and all these other things he's been calling the people, and then you go and look at Jagmeet Singh, you know, he talks the same way. He's always talking like that, you know, and that all ties into with the speech that they want you to have. We can pull up actually that Strong City page, because they want to make it so that if you speak out against them, that that's actually kind of hate speech, right? And so in Canada, there's four cities that are UN strong cities: Edmonton, Calgary, Montreal, and Ottawa. Okay, yeah, maybe just stop there. Can you scroll up a little bit? I guess. Okay, yeah, scroll up some more because it's being cut off by my okay, no, sorry, go scroll down. Okay, right there. Well, okay, it says here the Strong Cities Network launched in 2015 at the UN General Assembly. Now, 2015 is a year that UN Agenda 2030 was signed on to, right? Anyhow, to mount a city-led response against hate, polarization, and extremism in all its forms. Now, all that sounds fine and dandy, right? But you have to understand, like when you read any of these UN documents, that they have a different understanding of what hate is, right? Hate would be what we would say, you know, as someone trying to go against what their agenda is, right? And so yes.
I remember going into these strong cities, and sorry about that, Ron. I remember going into looking into these strong cities, and actually they're identified as certain cities, I believe, already. And it was quite shocking to me. I mean, they just have a whole system that most of us, we don't pay attention, we don't know. And all of a sudden, this is how we found ourselves in the place where the whole world's saying, build back better buddies. And we're like, huh? Never heard that before, you know, build back better. Like, that's a weird way to talk, but everyone's saying it. And so these strong cities, they have a plan. They have a scheme, as it were. And unless we're really on top of it all, we miss it. And that's where you come in, Ron.
Yeah, I'll do my part. But I mean, it's, you know, to identify it, and then after that, you have to deal with it, because here you've got the city council and the mayor. They went along with this. You know, you'd have to see who voted for all of that. And then you have the Ottawa police chief there. You know, he just stepped down, but he's right in there too, right? He's one of those guys, you know, going along with stuff. And this is a problem that we have, you know, because, okay, so going forward here, we've got this, you know, these three steps or three different phases of how to deal with an abusive relationship, unless you can think of something else, but we can kind of go through it here. Number one is to believe the abuser will stop when asked. And really, the people who are kind of in front of the parade of this whole truck convoy now, you know, BJ Dichter and the three other people that are saying that they're the leaders of this thing. I think they're the leaders of the, you know, that GoFundMe, but then they're kind of speaking for the whole convoy now. But they're basically saying, we just need to go and have love, and we're going to go ahead and have the government stand down. But Trudeau has no intention of standing down because he has an agenda. It's Agenda 2030. It's worldwide, and it's a monster, right? So let's say that the Liberals even went ahead and said that they're going to go ahead and stop, all the mandates, and you see that some of these premiers are doing that too. They're backtracking or whatever, but don't be fooled by that, because they got a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to come into play. Like, they got the digital passport ID that's still full on going on behind the scenes, right? Being set up. And so, okay, so let's say they go ahead and they get the government to go ahead and drop all the mandates, and they can cross a border without having to go and prove a vax pass and all that kind of stuff. But in Alberta, Premier Kenney in the summertime says it's over. The whole pandemic thing is over and everything's good. And look where we're at now, right? Now he's backing down again. But you can't believe these guys. They're just like actors, right? They'll tell you what you want to hear. You can't believe. One thing about politicians is you can't believe what they say. You have to go by what they do or don't do. And all of these politicians all across Canada have just beat us down for the last 2 years, right? That's what we can see. So we know what they're doing, right? And
We do know what they're
so.
doing. And if I could just interject there, if you look at it in light of a global agenda, then it's easy to understand how they're placating the people, and then they're reinstating. They're placating because they're making everybody feel safe, and oh yeah, we're going to remove the mandates because everybody starts to get a little alarmed and fed up and angry, and then they go yeah, it's going to be okay. But because they're in a globalist agenda and they have aligned themselves, truly with evil against it's a betrayal. So because they've done that, then they always have to bring it back again, bring it back to the agenda. So that's where we get confused, and we're like, are the mandates over? Are they not? They're just messing with us. Because ultimately, they've aligned themselves with this, plan.
Exactly. If you know the big picture, it's easy to see through all of the theater and the rhetoric, and they'll do two steps forward, one step back, and all this manipulation. And then you have the Liberals and the Conservatives, which are really a UN tag team, like, I mean, they'll go and do all the theater of fighting back and forth and all that stuff like that. But really, I mean, Trudeau and the premiers are implementing Agenda 2030 that the Conservatives signed on to. So hello, right? And look at back the last 2 years. They've been quiet as mice as we've been just beat down, right?
At that strong city, before you go on, I feel like we didn't really explain to those that are watching right now that may have never seen anything on a strong city and have no idea what this is about. And if you can just bring that full screen, JT, there. The Strong Cities Network launched in 2015 at the UN General Assembly to mount a city-led response against hate, polarization, and extremism in all its forms. I mean, so this is what has this got to do with being a city? This has got to do with ideologies. This has got to do with trolling, controlling people's belief systems. And then it says our network has grown to more than 140 local governments, including megacities, states, counties, and small municipalities, representing every major global region. While every city faces its own unique challenges and local risks, there are shared goals, tools, and approaches that we can all strive towards. Through our global summits, city exchanges, and regional workshops, our members build bridges, discuss innovative policy ideas, and exchange good practices with counterparts in the world's leading cities and experts in the field. But understand, aren't all cities already doing this? Aren't all city councils supposed to be there to help their city and come up with plans and all of that? But this is a city-led response. Strong cities are training cities to respond to hate. Well, what is hate? Well, apparently it's hateful if you disagree with, let's say, transitioning a minor.
Right.
That you'll be called all
Yeah.
kinds of names for. What we're doing down here in Ottawa, that is
Is hate.
considered hate. We're called terrorists, misogynists, racists. It doesn't
Yeah.
seem to matter to them that there's every color down on these streets. There's every religion. There's all manner of walks of life standing
Yeah.
together. For Pete's sake, I interviewed a guy today, looked like a Satanist, to be honest. He's wearing all kinds of Satanist stuff. I filmed it. I'm going to put the video up later. And he's like, I think we're all on the same page. We got to end these mandates. So somehow Trudeau has brought us to the place where we can actually come into agreement with Satanists potentially. But the thing
Yeah.
is, their version of hate, like you were talking about, is different than ours. So we've got a very,
Yeah.
very big problem. And that's why you're talking about this abusive relationship. This abusive relationship is their perspective on what our relationship is like and what is actually the case.
Well, exactly. If you speak up against what they're trying to do, they'll consider it hate speech, right? You got antihate.ca as an example, right? And they've got all these people in there who are basically trying to fight for our nationality and for our way of life. And yeah, so this is all being set up, and it's a big deal. And you know, the thing is, if you want to see if whether your city or your town is kind of really UN globalist, like in Calgary, what they've done, and I think it's in Edmonton too, and Cochrane, they've done the same sort of thing. And is that if there's a speed limit, like normally it's 50 kilometers if there's no signs, right? But they lowered it down to 40 kilometers an hour here because, and you know, that has nothing to do. They say it's because of safety, but that's nonsense. 50K is pretty slow already, you know, in most places. What it has to do with is they're going to lower it down to 30 down the road because it's all this thing of lowering greenhouse gases, and they want to be able to get us off of our vehicles because that's not sustainable for us to have our own vehicles in our own homes on our own land, right? And so yeah, so that's a sign. So it's good to look at your city council to see what they're doing and whatnot, and then you can tell whether they're pulling off. Most of them are actually, a lot of them are. But yeah, so that's part of what we're facing here. Okay, so I guess for sake of time, we'll continue on here. I mean, so to leave the abuser, have the abuser arrested. And people are leaving Canada in droves right now, right? You know people, Laura, yourself. And I know that you were probably thinking about it too. You know, but a lot of people are, you know, they're saying, okay, but this is a worldwide thing, but some countries are going to have it more enforced sooner than others, I guess, right? But a lot of people are leaving Canada. They're leaving the abuser just to go to another place where there's another abuser, right? But or have them arrested. And really, I think this is where we need to look at, because if we can actually get the military and the police to realize that what's going on and that they are going to be a part of all of this as well, it's going to affect their families. And they're going to end up owning nothing and being happy too, you know, or not happy, whatever. But it's they're coming for all of us, right? And the thing is to get these people to understand that and to side with the citizens who've risen up at great, you know, personal expense and effort, right? And the problem is, like, let's say with the RCMP, is you got is it Brenda Luckey? Is that her name? She's the top dog there, and you know, she's appointed by Trudeau. I mean, from the top down, you got problems where you've got these people, you know, potentially implementing UN Agenda 2030 protocols as well. And so here you have, you know, the police, they're going to have to realize, you know, who's on whose side. And this is a difficult, you know, almost insurmountable task, because how are you going to even educate the police as to what's really going on? Although right now, everyone, all eyes are on, you know, Ottawa, right? And this is where we can actually be using this as a platform to educate people and to let them know, hey, you know, you're walking around talking with the Ottawa police, you know, like, hey, you're going to lose everything too. I mean, we're fighting for you,
Well,
right?
I would like the system replaced
Yeah.
for sure, and how it ends up happening is anyone's guess. So thank you so much, Ron. God
Yeah.
bless you and be well.
All right. Well, thank you. You know, the iron's in the fire right now with the truckers being there. And this is our opportunity. Like you've said many times, it's do or die. This is the opportunity. So, I mean, so start educating people as to, you know, what you think the best options are and see how it plays out.
All right. Thank you so
All
much. I
right.
appreciate your insight on that. God bless.
You know, it's not easy to deliver the truth of what our sick world is doing, but for some of us, we feel that we have no choice. Because if we are silent about these abominable things, then we are letting evil go unchecked, and we cannot do that. For those of you wonderful people who are writing me and are sharing your encouragement, I am deeply grateful. Thank you for all the letters that you've been sending. Thank you for the donations and the support. I found out that in order to speak the truth, you have to become very, very strong. If you would go to my website at www.lauralyn.tv, you'll find all of the ways that you can contact me. Remember, my friends, all is well. All is well. Thanks for joining me.